Okay, so it's the 19th of September, just come up to 1 o'clock, interviewing Assistant Chief Constable Paul Neverton about the launch of the new 101 contact number. Paul, can you tell us a little bit about what the number's for and why we've changed to it?
101 is a national number. It's a non-emergency number for the police. This means that there will be two numbers to contact the police. 999 in the case of an emergency, if you need police resources there quickly. And for all other inquiries, whether it is reporting a crime, whether it's seeking advice from the police, whether it's giving us information, we want people to use 101.
Okay, so what are the benefits of 101 in terms of what we would expect people to be calling that number for as opposed to 999?
Well, I mean, the obvious benefit is it's easy for people to remember. Instead of the 08452 numbers, and there are 43 different variations of that across the number, across the country, there is one number to remember, and that's 101. And it doesn't matter whether you're in London or whether you're in Devon and Cornwall, you can call 101 and you'll be put through to your local police force. So if you're down here, 101, you dial the number and you'll be put through to Devon and Cornwall Police.
Okay, so there's a concern for people that if they call from one of our border regions, for example, that they may get put through to the wrong control room. Is there a way that we can reassure people that won't happen?
Well, they've done a lot of testing. The telecommunication engineers have done a lot of testing, and it should be put through to the right control room. But if you do want to actually speak to a different force, for instance, you can phone from down here and want to speak to someone elsewhere in the country, the system allows you to do that and you can ask to be put through to their control room.
Okay, so in terms of what we're hoping to gain, we get around about 750,000 non-emergency calls every year. So this is better dealing with those and also financially better for us as well.
Yes, certainly from our perspective, it's a national number. It's cheaper for us to have that number. But it's also cheaper for the members of the public because it's only costing 15p per call. It doesn't matter how long that call is. So even if you're reporting a crime and you have quite a lot of time that you have to go through the information, the call still only costs you 15p.
Okay, and in terms of us freeing up 999, obviously that's for critical life-saving matters, and 101 very much isn't for that purpose.
Yes, one of the challenges we've always had is 999 people remembered, and so they used it for whatever they wanted to call the police for. And so we would get people ringing up just because they want a taxi or they wanted information from us. And of course that clogs up the 999 system. It should only be used in an emergency. So 101, people will be able to remember it. It's a standard fixed fee and it's a way of us being able to respond to public inquiries with for any service other than the emergency.
Thanks very much, Mr. Neverton.